Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Anthony Johnson, and welcome to this edition of the Anthony Johnson Show. So let's just jump right in. So tonight's show is entitled Falsehood 101, Trump and the Mail-In Voting Fraud. So what we're seeing right now in America is that Trump has declared war not on the Postal Service, but on the American way of voting and the citizenry that engages in this noble venture, something that, you know, our ancestors fought and died for to make sure that we all had this opportunity. Trump is so sure that he's going to lose on November 3rd that he's doing everything in his power to keep people from doing mail-in voting. Now, he continues to cast this false accusation of massive fraud in mail-in voting, though he has now reversed his position. At one point in time, he was saying massive voting fraud across the United States. No state was safe. Every state was liable for having it. But all of a sudden, this week, he changed that position with regards to Florida and other Republican-led governors in other states, leaving the absurd impression that it's only fair in states with Republican governors, and those that, you know, and all the unfair ones are that's headed by Democratic governors are prone or rife with fraud. Let me give you an example of fraud. So we know that talking to all the experts in this country that know, you know, firsthand about voting and voting fraud. So let me give you an example. If 70 million people vote, right? And of that 70 million, 500 to 1,000 people engage in voter fraud. That's not widespread voter fraud. As a matter of fact, those numbers have never been at that level. And those are low numbers, 500 to 1,000. Now, let me say this. Have there been people engaging in voter fraud? Absolutely. Do you want to know what registered group has been caught multiple times with regards to voter fraud? You guessed it, Republicans. Every time that there has been individuals caught engaging in whether it's mail or in-person voter fraud, those individuals were registered Republicans. That's not Anthony Johnson saying that. That's a fact. So Trump continues to baselessly claim that the results of the November 3rd vote will not be known for years. He said years, apparently seeking to discredit in advance an election that the polls suggest he is currently losing to the Democrat Joe Biden. Here's another thing that it's a head scratcher with regards to Donald Trump's assertion that mail-in voting is fraudulent. Absentee ballots versus mail-in ballots. Trump also implied absentee ballots were significantly different from mail-in ballots. He says, quote, absentee ballots are great. Absentee ballots, they have to respect them. They go through a process. They get them. Trump said, but the universal mail-in ballots have turned out to be a disaster. So, facts first. Trump often defends absentee voting, a practice he has used himself, while lambasting mail-in voting. So not only has Trump used it, but everyone in his cabinet uses it. When he was asked a couple of months ago about it, he said, well, I'm the president of the United States, and, you know, so I have to do it. No, you don't. I mean, you're spending taxpayers' money where you're going golfing every weekend. So get your behind on Air Force One and go to Florida where you registered at and stand in the line and vote. You know who's done that? Actual president. Now, it may be for a photo op, but they're like, hell, I'm here. I'm not, you know, I'm in my state. I might as well go and vote. Now, he is saying, in essence, his family, his friends, his staff, they can do mailing ballot voting, but not you and I. But the voting methods are very similar. So absentee ballots and mail-in ballots are basically the same thing. And although there can be some differences in the methods used to implement absentee and mail-in voting, all experts say that they are both secure ways of voting. The bottom line is that absentee and mail balloting are secure in America. Election officials, Republicans and Democrats alike, I'll say that again, Republicans and Democrats alike pretty much universally are confident in the system. When asked if people would consider signing an executive order addressing mail-in ballots, Trump said he had the right to do it. Bad fact. It's unclear what sort of order Trump believes he has the right to issue on mail-in ballots, but the Constitution does not give the president authority over voting methods. That authority rests in the states. So somebody obviously told him, listen, President Moron or whatever you want to go by your name today, you can't do that. You have no jurisdiction. You have no power. That is completely up to the states. And you have not endeared yourself to the states when you're saying that they all engage in mail-in voter fraud. So what he has done now, he's turned to the Postmaster General, one of his people that he handpicked, a big donor who donated over $1 million to Trump's campaign, he's put him in charge. He's put this guy in charge. And what has he done? He's gone on to have mailboxes around the country removed off the street. He's making it extremely difficult for postal workers to do their job. Ladies and gentlemen, this is blatant. I mean, they're not even hiding it. They're making sure that you don't vote. They're saying to you and I, we don't want you to vote, because universally, everybody knows that when Democrats come out in large numbers and vote, and it doesn't matter what election cycle is, whether it's governor, mayor, dog catcher, city council, president, Senate, congressional positions, governors, whatever it is, when Americans come out in large numbers to vote, Republicans lose. It's just that simple. And he knows, Donald Trump knows that he has failed, so he is now trying to do everything he can to keep the majority of Americans going out and vote, even at the expense of having his own supporters go out and vote. You would think that in a time of a pandemic, we wouldn't even be having these arguments. We wouldn't be having these discussions. We wouldn't be having these debates. But this man is spending more time in trying to ensure that we don't vote than he is addressing the COVID-19 issue. He's spending more time on saying, basically, I don't want people to vote in large numbers because I know I'm going to lose. I'm going to lose, and I'm going to lose badly. So this is what he is attempting to do. Now, what America is going to do about it, I don't know. Because we've never seen this type of foolishness before. We've seen some bad presidents. We've seen elected officials do some dumb things. But this guy has taken buffoonery to a level that we will never see again. But he is brazen about his buffoonery. He is basically he's using the Constitution like it's toilet paper. He believes that he is the president of the United States, so he has carte blanche to do whatever he wants. And when you have a party that he's a part of, which is the Republican Party, who sits back and does not hold him accountable, why are we surprised? Why are we surprised that he's doing it? Now, had this been, and we know he wouldn't have done it, because he's a constitutional lawyer at that, if Obama had even sneezed in that direction about doing something like this, they would have said, forget about impeaching. We're going to go up there with pitchforks and torches at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to get him out of there. But it's Trump, so he can do whatever he wants. At least he thinks he can. As I was saying earlier, Trump believes he has the right to issue mail-in ballots, issue on mail-in ballots, but the Constitution does not give him the president the authority to do that. That authority rests in the state. Each state maintains jurisdiction over establishing rules or administering elections there, whether it's rules around mail-in voting, proof of identification, and so on. Even what Trump is attempting to do is that he wants mail-in ballots to completely stop. That means states that have been doing this for decades. For decades, he is basically saying, no, everybody got to get out and go vote. You know, his people said, oh, well, they did it during World War II. Yeah, idiot, they did it in World War II, but they didn't do it during a pandemic of 1918 to 1920. You see what I'm saying? People voted, but they had the option to do mail-in ballots. So he's basically saying states that have been doing mail-in balloting for decades, he wants completely wiped clean. He wants everybody to go out and vote and stand in line, thousands and thousands of people. Here's the thing with that. If you want to do something like that and you can't, he can't do it, and no American, no self-respecting American should allow it. But here's what he could also do. You know, the mail-in ballot stays. But what he could do, the federal government could go to the states and say, we're going to give you extra money, not coming from your budget, from the federal budget. We're going to give you extra money to do several things. One, expand pollings around the state. That means increase the polling places where people can go. That's one. In addition to increasing the polling, so you know that people are going to turn out in large numbers, also have protocols in place to ensure that people are following the COVID-19 protocols, distancing, masks, whole nine. That's one. The other thing is extend the hours. So polling places in the United States, for the most part, close between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. Extend them from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. instead of from 8 to 8 or 8 to 9 in some states. Across America, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Also, have businesses close that day. Schools close that day. Pay the businesses. Yes, we're going to pay you to be closed. Why? Because now you're going to allow people to get up and go vote early. They're not going to have to try to go vote early before they go to work. And in many instances, people can't get up early enough to go vote. So by the time they leave out the door, the polling places aren't even open yet. So what you do is you close the shop. You know, you make it an unofficial holiday. And in light of a pandemic, you have to make these changes. And that's something that this man is not willing to do. He does not want to do anything to help America get over this. He claims more mail-in ballots are often fraudulent. Fact, fraudulent ballots are rare, experts say. Mail-in ballots are a very dangerous thing. This is what Trump said for the country because they're cheaters. They go out and collect them. They're fraudulent in many cases, Trump said. There are, of course, anecdotally, and extraordinary reports of voter fraud that include the collection of illegal use of ballots. Like the case of the Republican operative in North Carolina, who investigators said collected and tampered with absentee ballots in 2018. But experts stress the numbers are exceedingly rare. A review of voter fraud between 2000 and 2012 found, I hope you're sitting down, just 491 incidents of alleged absentee voter fraud among more than a decade of elections and 146 million registered voters. So out of 146 million registered voters from 2000 to 2012, only 491 incidents of alleged absentee voter fraud took place, ladies and gentlemen. That's like 0.005. And five states like Colorado, Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, and Utah already vote entirely, as I was saying earlier, by mail, sending a ballot to registered voters. According to the National Conference of State Legislators, at least 21 other states allow some smaller elections, like school board contests, to be conducted by mail. His claim also was only blue states vote by mail. This is patently false. In response to a question from a reporter who named the states that already vote entirely by mail, Trump drew a partisan distinction, suggesting that mail-in ballots favor Democrats. Every one of those states, quote, he said, every one of those states that you mentioned is a state that happens to be won by the Democrats, Trump said. Absolutely not true. While Hawaii, Oregon, and Washington typically send Democrats to Washington, D.C., Colorado has also been long purple state and has its congressional delegation split evenly between both of the parties, Republican and Democrats, respectively. Utah, meanwhile, is reliably a red state that Trump won in 2016. The state is currently represented by two Republican senators, a Republican governor, a Republican-controlled state legislator, and a House delegation with three Republicans and one Democrat. He claimed a million fraudulent votes have been cast in California. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no evidence of this. Pressed by a reporter for evidence of mail voter fraud, Trump pointed to California, a state where he previously alleged enormous voter fraud exists. He said, quote, there's evidence that's being compiled, just like it's being compiled in the state of California, where they settled with Judicial Watch saying a million people should not have been voting. You saw that, Trump said. Judicial Watch settled where they agreed that a million people should not have voted, where they were 115 years old and lots of things, and people were voting in their place, end quote. Here Trump is making misleading remarks. So let's clear this up, which is, again, a six-year-old would be able to do so. So in 2019, California agreed to begin a process of purging inactive voters off its voter rolls as part of that settlement with Judicial Watch. But none of this evidence that inactive voter registrations, like those of voters who have died or moved away, are a sign of fraud in any election. California settlement did not include an admission of any wrongdoing. Voter purges are routinely part of voter roll maintenance, though voting rights advocates maintain they should be judiciously and carefully done so as to not disenfranchise eligible voters or simply do not vote frequently. So there are a lot of voters who don't vote frequently, but then when they do vote, Trump is basically saying, oh, it's voter fraud. They haven't voted in several years, so they're engaging in voter fraud. No, they're not. They just haven't voted. Although I agree that this is, voting is such a great right, it's a noble right, it's a noble gift from those who came before us. If you decide that you don't want to vote, you know, in numerous elections, that is your choice. That's what America is about. You do have choices in this country. Look, let's be clear. All presidents lie, from George Washington to Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Theodore and Franklin Roosevelt, from Eisenhower to Kennedy, Nixon, Reagan, Bush 1 and 2, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, shocking but true, President Obama. But Trump has taken lying to a level that would make even President Watergate Nixon angry. Trump lies are idiotic and are so pathetic that third graders can debunk them. There is no evidence whatsoever. There is no evidence of voter mail-in fraud, none. There is, however, incompetence in America's so-called leadership. Trump is desperate, and you can bank on that. He's desperate because right now, if elections were held this Tuesday, he would not just lose. It would probably be the worst shellacking we've seen since Reagan defeated Carter. That's how bad it would be. That's how bad it would be. Trump is doing everything he can to stay in power. He's even going on record saying, hey, you know, if the elections, if they don't get the votes counted by that night, then this thing could go on for years. What he's hoping for with that, ladies and gentlemen, go back to 2000 when the Supreme Court got involved with Gore versus Bush, when they could, you know, Florida was the key state and there was no decision made, and about like a week went by before they finally said that Bush had won the election, despite the fact that it was overwhelming evidence that was fraud going on in Florida, that the Republicans were changing the votes and so forth. But here's something that at the time the Republican, I mean, the Supreme Court said, and a lot of people missed it. The Supreme Court said that would be the first and last time that they would engage in that, that this would be left up to the people, that they would not engage in this behavior again, because they understood what this could have, what could have happened in 2000. There could have been a civil war in which the Democrats in this country, the progressives in this country would have said, enough, we've had enough of this foolishness. We do not acknowledge this man, George Bush, as a president, and we are not going to allow it, and then take it to the street. That concerned the Supreme Court at the time. So when they made that decision, a lot of people missed that. And clearly you can see Donald Trump and his merry band of imbeciles, they missed it too. They're hoping that somehow the Supreme Court will get involved in this. And he thinks by stacking the court with his people, that can happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The Supreme Court said back in 2000 that they would not participate in that again. They would not engage in that again because they understood what could have easily happened with that decision. But I think at that point in time, Gore wanted the country to move on, and he didn't want to get involved in something like that. So if Bush thinks that this is going to happen again, and if his people think that the Supreme Court is going to get involved again, but he has taken this to a level where we should all be deeply troubled. He has declared war on our voting system. They're picking up mailboxes from around the country. They're taking them off the street. They're taking the mailboxes off the streets, ladies and gentlemen. So you can't, if you get a ballot, you won't be able to find a mailbox. So they don't want you to vote by mailing, and then they want to continue to suppress the vote in a traditional manner when you're trying to go vote. Polling places aren't going to be far and few. There are a lot of people who believe, and rightfully so, this pandemic is real. Unlike Donald Trump and his minions' ideology saying, oh, we got this under control. Yeah, you got it under control. Over 170,000 people already have died from it. They're talking about over 200,000 by November. Guys, it's August, and we already at 170,000. I say we get this, at this rate, we might be at 300,000 by November. This is troubling because our way of life of voting is under attack. And for those of you who continue to walk around thinking that your vote don't count, it's always interesting how you feel that something doesn't matter until you're no longer able to have it. Then you'll be up in arms. Even if you don't believe in the power of the vote, even if I'm speaking directly to you individually, even if you don't believe in it, believe in it for those of us who do believe in it. Support us and say, you know, Anthony, I don't believe in voting, but I know how much voting is how important voting is to you. So I'm going to put my voice out there and say, this president is wrong. This is absolutely wrong, and we cannot have it. Because now more than ever, ladies and gentlemen, we need to get out here and vote on November 3rd. Ask yourself, do you really want another 4 years of Donald Trump? I end this evening's show with two versions of We Can Be the Outcome. Let's get started. Number one, there's this push to deem Black Lives Matter a terrorist organization. Does that sound familiar? This is the same vicious and dastardly act performed against the Black Panther Party. And America's government didn't stop until they eliminated the Black Panther Party, an organization that not only empowered Black people and people of color, but also white people to demand basic human rights, Those same racists are calling Black Lives Matter, quote, a terrorist organization, while stating that the Ku Klux Klan, an organization with more than 150 years of terrorist attacks and murder against Black people and people of color, are just invoking their First Amendment. When Americans continue to provide comfort and support to organizations like the KKK and other violent and racist organizations, we learn a fundamental truth about America. Racism is here to stay. And finally, all right. We've all had our say about Kamala Harris, Senator Kamala Harris, who is now the VP pick for Joe Biden. We've all had our say about her. Some provided opinions while the rest gave facts. Let me say something. Facts. Never bring your opinions to a fact debate. You may not like Ms. Harris for a myriad of reasons, and that is your choice. However, Biden has chosen her to be his VP and possibly someday commander-in-chief. She and Biden is what this nation needs now more than ever. Ladies and gentlemen, America is on fire. I mean, literally on fire, and lacks leadership in the government. Poverty, high unemployment, racial strife, and a pandemic that is eradicating this nation. Dr. Rice was my choice for vice president. And I hope if Biden and Ms. Harris, Senator Harris, wins, there will be a place for Dr. Rice in his administration. In the meantime, Senator Harris will have the opportunity to show her detractors that she can lead America with intelligence, integrity, ingenuity, and compassion. Good night.